This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
How do you outline great characters? This is one of the essential skills you should have as a writer. Hi, I'm Ken Mears, and I'm your host for Writer's World. So let's start with why you even need a character outline. One of the most important reasons for you to have a character outline is for reference. The outline of a character allows you to reference what your characters look like, how they act, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and where they come from. These are all key parts of what makes up a character, and they are things that you need to keep track of. We also want characters to be realistic and relatable. Many of the things that should be included in an outline are things that make them more flawed, more human. Flaws and struggles make them more relatable, which is so important when it comes to making great characters. So let's go through what I use in my character outlines and talk a little about why each part is in my outline. First, we have to know what the role of the character is in the story. If we don't know what side the character is on, if they are good, bad, or somewhere in between, we can't fully do anything with them. We need to know if the character is your protagonist or an antagonist, or if they're a mentor or just a small side character. You need to know how the character fits into the bigger scheme of things. The next thing that I have in my outlines is the character's occupation. This could be anything from a student to any number of complex jobs. Your character could be a simple painter or a full-time adventurer, but you need to know what they actually do for a quote-unquote job. I then cover the physical description of my characters. We need to know 6 key physical characteristics. You should have their age, height, hair, eyes, physical build, and skin color. We obviously need their age because that is a major influence over how they act. There is a huge difference between an 8-year-old and a 40-year-old in how they act. The other 5 characteristics are equally important. Some authors have accidentally had a character's eye color change halfway through a series or suddenly had them become a different height. So you need to keep a good and detailed physical description. Now that we have covered some of the very basics, we'll be back after a short break. All right, we are back. The next major thing you should have in your character outline is your character's personality. Are they a generally cheery person or a very sad person? Are they quick to anger or very mellow and calm? You could even assign them one of the 16 Myers-Briggs personalities, if that would help. Personality is a key part of a person, and since our characters are meant to be like real people, they should have plenty of real personalities. In fact, if you are careful, you can add a little bit of personality from some of the real people you know. For example, a good part of the personality of the character Kayla from my Stones of the Middlelands series is based on my best friend. You should also know the character's habits and mannerisms. You should know if they have very good habits or if they have a habit of drinking too much. Habits also make much of a person, and as such, your character should also have certain habits. Mannerisms are also important because that is their distinctiveness. How they act and how they talk are all under what we consider mannerisms. Does your character gesture a lot when they talk, or is their body language generally more reserved? Do they have very open body language, or do they constantly fold their arms close to their chest, indicating insecurity or shyness? The next part of your outline should be what drives your character. You should know what makes your character get up in the morning. What makes them do what they do. What drives them could be anything from love to revenge to adventure. You should know their motives and what will drive them to keep going, even when things fall apart and when all hope seems lost. That is the ultimate key to who the character is, how they react, how they are driven. You should next figure out what your character's strengths and weaknesses are. Every character should have strengths, because if they don't, then they don't really stand a chance. Strength could be anything from being really smart to being compassionate. Without those strengths, there's nothing to make them able to stand up to whatever the story requires. With weaknesses, you should give your character some very key weaknesses. A character without weaknesses is too good, too unreal. You want your character to be relatable to your audience, and what better to relate to them than weaknesses? Even Superman has his weaknesses. Weaknesses can be fears, for example. A character could be deathly afraid of a certain animal or of heights. They could have a tendency to wimp out in a fight, or might not be very strong. These are all things that make a character real and grounded in the real world, even if they exist in a whole different world. The next thing is something very important, yet quite simple. You should have 4 words to describe your character. These are the 4 parts of them that describe the very essence of your character. They are ultimately what makes up your character, and what the person is when you strip them down to nothing. Now that we've covered some of the more deep parts of our character, we will be back after a short break. All right, so we are now on to the last parts of what to do for your character outlines. The next thing that I personally include is the background or backstory of the character. What was their childhood like? What were some of the key experiences that helped shape them into who they are? Now, this section can vary quite a lot. You may want to write out everything that happened every year leading up to when you meet them in the story, or you may just want to include a few very important key moments or experiences that shape them. I personally tend to mainly include the things that have made the character who they are. The next thing that must be included is what your character's internal conflict is. What are they struggling with inside of themselves? Are they struggling to trust some people? Or are they worrying whether or not somebody likes them? Are they struggling with PTSD or nightmares? Are they fighting with their inner darkness and temptation? Or with which path to follow? We all have inner struggles, which is why we need to give our characters inner struggles, because that makes them more realistic and relatable. The second thing that should be included is what their external conflict is. What is going on outside of themselves that makes things hard? Conflict of both kinds is essential to stories, because without conflict, nothing happens in the story. The external struggle could be something like a physical fight against an evil empire, or it could be dealing with tensions within the character's family. Either way, external conflicts for a character is completely essential. The very last thing that should be included is any other notes about the character. Any more details that don't quite fit in with any of the other things we talked about. And anything about their relationships with the other characters. You could mention something like how this character is related to this person in a family tree or something of that sort. And that's about it. I hope you have learned something and enjoyed. Hopefully this was helpful, and until next time, this has been Ken Mears with Writer's World, and keep on writing.